Hello, and welcome to the Alexa and Colin podcast. Boom. Hey, Alexa.
That was a good new backdrop.
Yeah, we're still working on it. Guess what?
What?
It's Friday.
I know. It feels so good. And it's hot.
Yeah. Drinking a beer over here. Duke is also having a beer of his own liking. Do you have a good week, Alexa?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, as you can see, he's going to start fussing. I think he threw us through a big loop this week because he didn't sleep.
Yeah, holy cow. Tell us what happened on Wednesday night. Yeah.
So, basically, he didn't sleep at all. Well, first of all, it started with you Wednesday morning, where he wouldn't take a bottle, which sucked for you because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So tired the whole day.
All day he wouldn't take a bottle. I say all day. It was Alexa left at 5 and, you know, she got home at 12:30. But there was a long time there where he was being a big butthole. Just because he was so tired, man. I felt so bad for him. But he wouldn't take a bottle and he just was really sad. So it was good when Mama came home. But yeah, then that night he didn't sleep at all either.
Well, then it sucked because I had to work from 2 to 6.
Right.
So I only had 2 hours to be home. Right. So then you were stuck with him again. And then when I came home, he was just already in a bad mood.
Yeah.
So he woke up. He wouldn't let us put him down. That was the hardest part. Was we would get him to fall asleep in our arms. And then he would just get pissed when we set him down.
Yeah. He's starting to get mad right now, too. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just kind of staying mentally strong in those situations. I mean, it's so easy to crack when you and I are at 3 o'clock in the morning, we're both so tired. And I think, like, you know, it's praise to all the single moms and even single dads out there trying to do this by themselves, because, man, it's, we need to use each other and do that. How do you know if he's mentally strong or not, Duke?
If Duke is?
Yeah.
Well, I know he's stubborn as hell, so I don't know if I would categorize mental toughness and stubbornness to mean the same thing. I think stubbornness is a subset of mental toughness, because in order to not give up, which is what I kind of define mental toughness as, it's like you're not backing down. You have to be somewhat stubborn. So, I mean, he's clearly showing signs of stubbornness, so I think he will be mentally tough, but he still has a lot to learn. He just doesn't know, like, who to trust yet and how much to trust, so he's still very finicky with some things.
How do you determine whether or not you feel like someone is mentally strong, and then how do you judge yourself in that?
Yeah, I would think that someone mentally strong is someone who is resilient, meaning if they are failing or if they aren't getting somewhere in a window where they think that, or anybody else has pressure on, that they continue to push. And like, continue to push and have confidence and composure. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge thing. Because you can have a lot of confidence and have ill composure.
What do you mean by ill composure? Give me an example.
What's that kid's name? He's a football player. He's a dick.
That doesn't narrow it down much. Who does he play for?
The Seattle Seahawks. That one show.
Richard Sherman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays for the 49ers.
Not composed. Not composed. Confidence at all.
You know, that's interesting that you say that. I think if you've only seen his on-field action and his antics, off the field, the guy's a Stanford grad who is a wonderful businessman and composed.
The guy who told the little other reporter that he was going to beat him up because he didn't pick up the right chair in that documentary we were watching.
Wait, now I'm confused.
The guy that owns, like, Beast Mode.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah, that guy is what I'm talking about.
Some of his stuff is good too, anyways. Doesn't really matter. So, what about Marshawn Lynch? Now I'm confused.
Okay, Marshawn Lynch. Richard Sherman is not who I'm talking about.
Right, we're talking about Marshawn Lynch, Beast Mode, running back.
Yeah, he's a great football player, right?
Right,
great
correct.
Football player. Yeah. I wouldn't categorize him as mentally tough. I think he's just aggressive and overly confident, which are two subsets, again, of mentally tough, but it's not wrapped in the package. I think he's not composed. So, like, under pressure, like, he can handle himself on the football field, but if you were to insert him in something else, I think he would fall apart.
Yeah. Who else? Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, which athletes do you think have been the most mentally strong?
Duke has something to say. What do you have to say? Who do you think? I think so. Obviously, Tom Brady, I think, is extremely mentally tough.
Yeah.
I think Taylor Swift is mentally tough.
Yeah.
I think Tim Tebow is mentally tough. And Peyton Manning, too. I would just say, like, the people who...
What about Tiger Woods?
I don't know, probably. I don't like him, so it's hard for me to, like, compliment him. But, yeah, probably.
What about Michael Jordan?
Yes. Michael Jordan's probably the most mentally tough out of all those people.
Why?
So, all of these people, including Michael, have undergone haters. You are in an arena where more people don't like you than do, and you're still able to execute, that is mentally tough. Because you're not crumbling under the opinions of other people. You don't care what they think. Like, you have such mental focus, which is mental toughness, confidence, composure, grace, and you're so driven into that line that everything else fades away. But, yeah, I would say Michael Jordan is for sure the most. But, I mean, if you look at Taylor
Swift. Do you have a Mount Rushmore of, like, I know that's kind of a weird question because I'm not telling you, like, what are the best. But, like, out of mentally tough people, who would you put on a Mount Rushmore of your mentally tough people? Sounds like maybe Michael Jordan would be on that
for you. Yeah, Michael Jordan, Taylor Swift.
Interesting, okay.
But, no, everyone is mean to her, but she is a queen. She has sold more records than the Beatles, despite, like, everyone being really horrible to her.
Yeah.
She always finds a way to come back on top.
What about Beyonce?
Well, Beyonce's, the thing about Beyonce is I love her. Mm-hmm. I love her a lot, but she's never been on the bottom. Everyone just bows down to Beyonce.
What about at the very beginning? Do you know where she came from? Maybe she started at the bottom. I have no idea.
Well, she probably did start from the bottom, but I don't think, she's not like Taylor Swift or Tom Brady where people literally out her and say, I hate them. Yeah. No one has said, I hate Beyonce.
No, they just call her the queen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she's got some haters. Everyone's got some haters. But you're saying, you know, okay, your perception is that Taylor's been through a lot more.
Way more. I mean, yeah. If you look at the, like, the, what was it, the I Hate Taylor movement or whatever? They were, like, telling her to die, and Kanye West was, like, telling her to die or something at his concert.
It's okay. Kanye found Jesus, so.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I hope
he did, but he should say his sorry if he did.
To Taylor Swift?
Yeah. He should write a song and say sorry for being an ass.
Yeah.
But anyway, my point is that people who are great are, I mean, I'm sure Beyonce is really mentally tough, but my opinion is that someone who's mentally tough is someone who has gone through stuff over and over and over again and got punched over and over and over again. And they still are there, fighting, working.
Do you think you can increase your mental toughness?
Yes.
How?
Wait, I gotta answer their first question about Mount Rushmore. How many people are there? Five?
Yeah, no.
That's bad.
Let's take a guess. So I think there's George Washington.
Four. I bet there's four.
Abe Lincoln. Teddy's up there, right?
Teddy is.
And who else? One other guy. I think it's four.
I don't know who the other guy is.
That's gonna be embarrassing. Well, think of it. Winston is it Churchill? Like Hamilton? It's definitely not Churchill. He was English.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, moving on.
What's that guy's name with chubby cheeks? That is no. Okay, I don't know.
Benjamin Franklin.
No, we'll look it up. Sorry, everybody. We don't know our geography, but history.
It's like it's more of like a trivia fact, honestly. It's like
and history. But okay, so let's just say there's four. Taylor Swift, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Oh, I know who the other one is. George Washington.
Why?
On the Mount Rushmore.
Which, that we were talking about your Mount Rushmore.
Well, I would probably say him too, actually.
Sure, why not?
Well, totally, because he's the one who, like, led us through all the war and, like, warned us about not having divided politics, which would, like, screw the country, which it kind of is.
Yeah.
And he had wooden teeth.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, like, he was such a leader. not just because he had wooden teeth. But he had a lot of good, like, forefather ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to make a joke about George Washington's teeth, but I just can't. I'm not clever enough.
Well, who's on your Mount Rushmore?
I don't know. But I'm just curious. You said that you think you can increase people's mental toughness.
Oh, yeah.
How? Why? How do they do that?
I think that it has to be, you have to put that at the forefront of your training. So, for example, if I was training Tom Brady, instead of, like, going around and throwing the football, he's obviously really good at throwing the football and seeing the field. But if he had to increase his mental toughness, you would switch the percentages, work on mental toughness for 80% of the time and work on the physical for 20%. Not for too long, because obviously you don't want to lose your physical gains, but, like, you got to get your mental gains, and you can't do that when you're competing for mind-body.
So you're going to have to explain this to me like I'm five. So when you say work, like, I really want to know, when you're, like, spend 80% on mental strength, what should I be doing when I'm working out? Does that mean just do more planks or do it for a longer time? Or what am I supposed to do to be working on this mental toughness?
No, because planks are physical. So I would stop doing all physical training. And I would literally, like, you played lacrosse. So, like, I would say, like, you walk out to the field and you lay down on the ground and you see yourself play the whole game. You see, you smell it, you see which people are your biggest challengers. You see your weaknesses, you see your strength, and you see how you shoot. And you rehearse how you want to do it over and over and over again for about, like, 10, 15 minutes. And you get up, and then you throw, like, let's just say, like, you needed to, like, do what Michael Jordan did, which was, like, he was always counted on to do the final throw. Like, so many times they counted on him to make the game shot.
Yeah.
So he would just shoot over and over and over again and then visualize that this is the game shot, this is the game shot, this is the game shot.
Right.
So, like, you just ingrain in your head, like, this is you. So you already teach yourself to deal with pressure. So that when you've been there, it's like you're studying for a test, you've been there. You know the material, so you just do it.
Right.
So you're studying the game.
Just repetition. So you're big belief in practice.
Well, yeah, but, like, but visual practice, though. Not just, like, it's the one thing that you're counted on. Like, for example, when I was, we were trying to win the SECs, I knew I was racing a girl who, I was more long distance, and the girl who was my biggest competition was a miler in cross country. So she had the biggest kick in the world. She was a 800 meter runner. Whereas I had the more endurance. So I knew I would just rehearse 2 weeks ahead of time, the last K of the race. I would just see her and I would feel it. And I would just rehearse it over and over and over again. And I knew that I'd have to make a move then. And I did. So it's not necessarily, like, repetitions. It's more of, like, rehearsing the game-winning piece of it.
Yeah. How do you translate that now to when you're a mom?
Whoa. I don't know. I haven't really learned that yet. But I would say mental toughness more so comes from the endurance part and patience. I guess it's not really a game anymore. Or a competition, because I'm not competing with anybody, in it, nor should I. Motherhood should never be a competition. But with him, like, I just have to take the time to meditate on my weaknesses as a mother. And not just that impatience is not just a weakness for me as a mother, just in general as a person. I'm a very impatient and angry person sometimes. So I think that could, when I'm frustrated because I can't figure out how to solve his problems, like crying and fussiness or whatever, like, I don't want to come out as impatient and angry because I don't want to teach him those things. So just, I guess, mentally rehearsing, like, how I deal with him before he gets to that point.
Yeah. I think that's great.
And like, what I was talking about before, confident composure, not ill composure. Like, composure of not breaking down and showing him breaking down. Like, I need to utilize you, which I have a hard time doing, asking for help.
Sure.
So, like, that's composure. Is, like, you realize when you can't do it anymore and you ask for help.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's why it's, again, so hard for people who don't have help. I think it's okay for your kids to see you break down sometimes, but you're right. The hard thing, the hard truth about being a parent is you're the one that's in control, even when you're not in control. And so you need to practice mental strength and control and all these other things, and that's important to apply it. It's hard, though, I think, during COVID right now for people, because people are really struggling, whether it's financially or in relationships or... You know, there's a lot of really hard stuff going on. I think people are feeling sad and down. So I think it's okay to break down. But just, I think one of the biggest things I would say is something I learned or I heard earlier this week is that failure is like a thing that happened. It's not who you are. It's not what your life has to be. It's just something that happened. And so, you know, if you let grief or sadness or whatever it is kind of take over you, for a second, you know, that's okay, but regaining that composure and moving forward, because that's what we got to do. And, you know, especially when people are depressed, that's the last thing they want to do is move forward, but it's been shown moving forward is the best thing for them. So everyone should be staying out there and, you know, exercising as much as they can and, you know, take care of those who can't.
Well, and I really like what you said, which was like, failing is an event. It's not who you are. Right. And so, like, if you are like are thinking you're a failure, like, you're only a failure if you stop. Like you said, you got to keep moving. You got to have that resilience to figure out what you need to do differently or have a scrap.
Yeah.
But that's also part of mental toughness. It's resourcefulness. Like, you're not sure. always going to have the best resources, so you got to be resourceful and figure out something to do.
Sure.
Oh, he just shit on me.
Nice. All right, before we go change his diaper.
No, I'm not done yet. I have something else to say.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
So rude. Go ahead. I'm still talking. Now, what was I going to say? It was really important.
Oh, no. All right, well, we'll go to the bonus round, and if you think of it, we'll end with it, okay?
What's the bonus round?
So I wanted to talk to you about the NFL draft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to get your opinion. So we've been talking about mental toughness, so I wanted to get your opinion on some of these people.
Okay.
So first of all, I'm a big Broncos fan. The GM of the Broncos is John Elway. What do you think about John Elway?
Boo, John Elway.
Why do you boo John Elway?
I think he was a great football player. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
The problem is that he's not a good... He's a leader, again, there's a difference, like, you can be a good leader on the field, but not necessarily off the field. He's not a good leader off the field. I think he's very selfish, and I think that he doesn't admit when he's wrong.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, no, he very much believes in his first round draft picks, I can tell you that much, because although Garrett Bowles not extended on the fifth year option today, officially. We kind of expected that to happen, though.
Well, what, do you think he's a good leader or something?
Well, I'm just interested in what you think of John Elway's most recent draft. What do you think of the pick? Do you know who Jerry Jeudy is?
No. That sounds a cool name, though.
Yeah, if you had to bet what Jerry Jeudy, who do you think he is? What do you think he plays?
Running back? O-line?
No, he plays wide receiver.
Okay.
Yeah. He's from the University of Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah. What do you think of the head coach down there, Nick Saban?
Oh, I'm in love with him.
Why?
I'm in love with him, Patrick Henry, Bill Belichick, because they're just really good. They obviously know what they're doing. They produce really good athletes.
Yeah.
They're good leaders.
Yeah.
They are good at seeing the whole picture.
And coming up with decisive or interesting ways to beat people.
I did want to say, I remembered what I was going to say before the bonus round. I was going to say, I want to be very clear that mental toughness does not mean that you continue to push through pain. And what by that I mean, as a coach, I see people who have a shoulder injury and they continue to do like overhead presses.
Right.
Or their form sucks. Like most people, I'd say 90% people's burpee form is terrible. Most people don't know how to do a real burpee, but they continue to do challenges like 100 burpees a day. That's so stupid. Right. So that's not mental toughness. That's stupidity. In a nicer way, I guess I should say that's that's just not smart. Okay. So like mental toughness sometimes means I'm not strong enough yet. So I'll do 20 burpees instead of 100.
Yeah.
That can be just as mentally tough.
Right.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah. No, I think it's harder to listen to your body than to just try to do something as quickly as you possibly can. Remember, this is something I always tell my patients, especially about weight loss, and it's not all about weight loss. In fact, most of it's about building strength and stabilization and then building cardiovascular fitness. But I what I tell them is it took a long time to put on. It's going to take a long time to take off too, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to be able to do, you can't go from not doing anything for years to trying to run even a 5K in a couple months even. You know, it takes a long time to change your body. But if you learn to listen to your body, I think you can do some really amazing things.
I agree with that.
And I think that's a lot of mental toughness too, is mental, just being able to listen to your own body.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, any parting thoughts, Alexa?
Well, what did you think about the draft really quick? You like your choices?
Bronco-wise? So I think Jerry Jeudy is a stud. I mean, probably would have gone cornerback. Probably it would have gone Diggs from Alabama. So I would have had back-to-back players from Alabama. Third-round pick, I heard that they liked the center. Although I think Cushenberry was a good pick in the third round. I do think that they probably should have gone with the other guy. I'm drawing a blank on his name. I think his name was like Kessler or something like that. But, I mean, I like Cushenberry there. And then after that, whoever you get. You did have another third-round pick. Who was that? I don't even know who that was. But
Tua?
No. Yeah, but Tua going to Miami. It's an interesting pick. I think it'll work out for him. I think he's a good guy.
I like Tua.
Yeah, me too. All right. Thank you for joining us. Please stay safe. And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
We will talk to you very soon.